for you will be my dream. How are you today?
Good, sir. I am doing well. Bob over here in Hendersonville. And did I hear you on the air? Do you have an HF radio that you're just waiting on an antenna?
Yes.
Your yard? On your property?
That was my fault. I didn't quite catch that. I accidentally pushed down the PTT switch and cut you off. So could you try that again?
Freeze on your property?
Yeah.
What antenna are you looking for?
An antenna that will do multiple bands.
You could get yourself or build yourself a Wyndham, off-center fed Wyndham. I'd be happy to help you do that, which will cover 10 through, well, actually depending on how long you make it, but 10 through 20 generally. Also, there's some vertical antennas that you can make real easy, real cheap. They only do individual bands, but it would get you on the air.
For ham operators, I may borrow an HF antenna that can do multiple bands. He's not using his HF rig, so he figured he'll just let me borrow it. Just my dad hasn't gotten around to buying the coaxial cable for it yet.
You let me know if you need something. How much coax do you need?
Exactly sure about that because I'm not sure exactly where we're going to put it yet.
And it is that you're going to be borrowing?
Not exactly.
Get a hold of me when you get that antenna and measure off the coax. I may have enough coax at my house. I just give you if I have enough. And I'm not sure what kind of an antenna it is or how you're going to get it up into, I'm assuming, a couple of trees. But I also have a good tool. A launcher that will get that antenna up into the tree, probably as high as you, whatever trees you have. I don't know how tall they are, but I put trees in, antennas in 100, 150-foot trees, so we can get it up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure where we're planning to put it. So I was just about building the antenna. I was just wondering because you already have some wire to build an antenna. I was thinking about maybe building wood for a field day.
And get wire at the local hardware store. You can actually buy copper-clad steel, which in my opinion, if you're going to build an antenna, that's the best stuff to use. It will last a long, long time, a lot longer than a Home Depot roll of wire. But and it's not... I don't think it's any more expensive. In fact, it might be cheaper.
I have some wire here and a connector and, like, some copper wire here to, you know, kind of build an antenna with. But another ham radio operator let me borrow one, so I was thinking maybe I could build one for a field day that I don't have to climb up or, you know, that'd be probably a odd headache to take the antenna down if we're going to put it up in a tree to for just a field day, so, you know.
Do that. Listen, I just pulled into Home Depot, Alexander, but if you need some help, my call's ND7J, and you can look me up on QRZ, and my email and stuff is up there. You can call me or have your dad call me or whatever. I'd be happy to help you get you on the air. I got to run into Home Depot. Have a good morning. Good to hear you. ND7J.
Please, and have a good rest of your day. KO4 ULP clear. 4 ULP monitoring.
ULP, KO4, TJQ, good morning and Merry Christmas.
How are you today?
Very well. I hope your Christmas was good.
What's yours?
Yes, sir. For an old man, I'm glad it's over with. But as young as you are, you want it to last all year.
I want it to last all year. I like all the seasons.
just remember, Christmas is a special holiday. It's not about the gifts, it's what it's supposed to be meant to be thought about. Somebody else's day.
That's very true.
For Christmas.
Try that again, please.
Can you the ham gear for Christmas?
A 10-watt handheld that is being shipped in the mail, and then I got two signs for the shack. One is like the band signs, and the other one is the ham radio operator parking only. Violators will be banned from the airways sign.
Hey, I'm sure you'll find a good place to install it.
Yeah, the handheld won't be easy to find a place. I already found places for the signs.
Those are good gifts to receive.
The band plan chart is the band chart is pretty useful.
The way things are going, that slot will be obsolete in 5 years.
Didn't quite catch that.
The way communication's changing, I said that band chart's liable to be obsolete in 5 years.
You're right.
Well, I'm going to sign off 7-3s now. I've just heard you, and I just wanted to scream at you and wish you a Merry Christmas. I was too busy. I didn't hear you any other time. But we spoke before, sir. Hope you're well. Glad to hear it. And go forward, TJQ, signing 7-3s.
3's KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.
Whiskey 4, Tango.
Whiskey 4, ULP, monitoring.
ULP, KO4, NNH Mobile. Good morning, Alexander. How are you today?
And I am doing good. How about yourself?
Fine. I'm mobiling around Piedmont right now, about to head to Baltimore to pick up a couple things.
Your call sign is W4. No, that's not it. What's your name?
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred.
I believe I have you in my logbook somewhere. I'm just not sure where. Oh, yes, here it is. KO4NNH.
In my logbook as well. I actually wrote my logbook on QRZ. I looked you up on there. So I know you ain't on QRZ yet, but if you ever feel like, come on QRZ, I've actually got you in my logbook over there.
It does some with QRZ. Not very much, though. I haven't tried making an additional logbook on there yet.
My experience, I use it whenever I'm on ST8 or something like that, although I've been off HF for a while now, but I pretty much have people that I ain't talked to yet or new call signs that I managed to run into, like you. But, or oddball QSOs like I had the other day with an APRS QSO I had.
APRS QSO, I haven't heard that term before.
This is a digital mode. It's essentially packet radio. That's the best way I can put it. It's, in a way, two radios talking to each other, like, let's say FT8 or something like that. But the other term that I used was QSO, which is basically a conversation between me and another individual.
I'm QSO before, and I just didn't know what the other thing was. But yeah, you explained that, so now I understand.
At around 2 meters, and you come across the frequency, let me look at my radio real quick, 144.390, you'll occasionally hear like a, like an old modem type thing. That's APRS transmission happening all around the upstate. Believe it or not, I managed to talk to somebody up in Hickory, North Carolina the other day. It was a pretty interesting conversation I had.
Pretty good distance, and that was without a repeater?
Metaplex, that is not on repeaters. Although there are repeaters that do transmit every once in a while, like I know this machine and the 82 machine transmit on it. I see it pop up on my radio every once in a while, but I know some of the other repeaters transmit. They only throw out their call, BL tone, hey, come to this frequency, this, that, the other. So, but that's all I see in terms of the machines. But there's mainly people on there. And KO4HKX, Patrick, he also runs APRS as well. If you ever pull up like an APRS map on Google and look up either like my call sign, KO4NNH-1, or even dash, I think dash 5 is my other one, you'll see where I've ran around and done things.
Now that's pretty neat. Do you have to have a special radio to get on those digital modes?
No, there are multiple ways to get on APRS. My radio has it built in, and I'll be real with you, Alexander. The only reason why I have my radio is because it fits exactly where I wanted it to in my car. That's the only reason why I have my radio. I use a Yaesu FTM300D. That's what I run on my mobile, but at home I run an FT991A. But there are multiple ways to get on APRS, and you don't need a special radio. There are just hundreds of ways to do it.
Probably look into that. My dad is trying for his ham radio license, and he's interested in the digital modes, so, you know, I'll probably help him out with that some.
I don't know if you heard me come on Fusion Echo Link on one of the nets. Oh, no, sorry. I heard you on the net the other day. That was the first time I heard you on there, but, no, there are multiple ways, or multiple digital modes. Yeah, I got D-Star, DMR, Fusion, multiple digital modes. APRS is one of them, as well as FT8, FT4, even Whisper is another one, but that's about all I'm real familiar with regarding that.
Yeah, I'd like to probably, you know, do some getting involved in the digital, but yeah, about the net, yeah, I don't check in that much. Since it's been Christmas break, my mom has let me stay up and check in. Normally, I am supposed to be in bed when it's not, you know, a Christmas break. So, yeah, that's the only reason why I've been checking into the nets.
It's with the machine on the mountain, but, yeah, the nets are really interesting. There's a lot of information. What's today? I think today's Tuesday. If you are able to, I'm not saying you pester your parents or anything if you can't stay up. I mean, I understand, but after the net tonight, there is actually a round table that happens, and there's a lot of really good information you can grab from there. Or if you manage to catch KK4JBQ, that is, his name is Larry. He can answer a lot of your questions involving antennas and stuff. And Chad, KO4NUE, is another really, really, really good source of information for any questions y'all may have.
With Chad a good bit, normally I can't stay up that late so for the round table, but I'm normally, you know, in and out with the net, you know, negative and negative.
I used to be the same way whenever my dad was real big in the hobby back when we lived in North Carolina. He used to be on the, oh boy, what's that machine's call sign? I think it's the K4MM with the CFARS group. He used to be real active on that repair until we moved down here, and he kind of got out of the hobby before we moved down here, though.
Still in the hobby?
I just came back in the hobby about a year ago, and he's the reason why I'm actually in the hobby. I'm not going to lie, once he pulled me in, he showed me a couple things. I was like, yep, this is the hobby for me. And I went and studied, got my technician license, I got it, and then I recently upgraded to general about 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago.
I upgraded to my general here, and I'm excited for that. So, is your dad ever on this repeater?
On the repeaters around this area, he plays more on HF more than anything, but he flies, or he's on a plane for a living. He's constantly flying around Europe and back in the States every once in a while. But whenever he's back home, he mainly goes on HF. He doesn't really mess around with 2 meter or 440.
Oh, yeah. And I see, you know, these flying airplanes, you know, you couldn't really always use the ham radio that much. But, yeah, that's so, you know, I guess I don't have a very much chance of meeting him unless when I get into HF.
He comes on the net every once in a while, and I'm trying to get him to play with the Fusion repeaters over yonder. They got a lot of Fusion repeaters over there, and for Christmas, he just so happens to got a little Yaesu handheld. So, he has absolutely no excuse to be on 2 meter 440 right now, whenever he comes back.
Well, hopefully, yeah, he'll be able to get on with that handheld.
But I'm gonna find a way to get it back, and I'm gonna be using it for absolute certainty. that little radio is sweet, much better than my little handheld that I got.
I have a 10-watt handheld in the mail that I'm excited for, so, you know, hopefully that performs better than the 5-watt that I have now.
Well, 5-watt FT70D I use at, whenever I'm out mobile, well, not really mobiling around, but I'm, just using a little handheld around, and it works pretty good. I can get in the repeater pretty good. I actually managed to get my hands on a pretty decent antenna, and I can get in this repeater right about anywhere I want. The only issues I've had was in North Carolina, but for the most part, I come in pretty clear, full quiet almost every time with it.
My little handheld, I can't really hit in North Carolina, but we're in North Carolina a good bit, so I was looking for a radio that could hit the repeater from North Carolina.
Yeah, I know some people that are in North Carolina that actually get on this repeater. I just don't know what they use, unfortunately. If you don't mind, you mind if I call a call sign, see if he's listening? KX, this is KO4NNH. Patrick, you there, buddy? Nope. Back to the QSO. Now, I know Patrick's in North Carolina. I think he's got one of the Chad Hightower antennas. He's getting the repeater while he's in North Carolina, but I know he lives on the mountains up there.
With Patrick a good bit, because normally, during school, I normally get on the radio during the evenings, and that's the time that he's driving home from work. So normally, we talk a good bit, and I think it was yesterday that we were talking. I think or the day before, and he said he can hit the repeater with his 10-watt handheld from his house.
He had the one in his truck. I didn't know he had a handheld. More you learn.
He shouldn't have having a handheld. I think he said it was 10 watts.
I might talk to him about that then, see what he has. I've been looking at getting another handheld, a smaller handheld, or not smaller handheld, but a different handheld than what I got now. So something that I can get out a little bit more and might be able to play with are the D-Stars DMR repeaters around this area. I got to figure out what's mainly around the area. But, Alexander, I'm near my destination. It's been good talking to you. This has been KO4NNH73, my friend. I look forward to chatting with you in the future.
73, so have a good rest of your day. KO4, ULP, and I'll be clear.
Yes, clear.
ULP, this is KO4WTF.
ULP.
Alexander, how you doing today?
Is Todd the name, correct?
Yes, it is Todd, and we got some Boy Scouts here again. In a few minutes, we're going to try to finagle them into talking to you if you have time.
Time, but yeah, you might want to, on a handheld, if you're on a handheld, you might try to want to get in a better spot. Your signal is scratched out there a little bit.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld. I stepped away from where we have the mobile one on a better antenna. So, well, it's good to know that it's definitely a scratchy signal. So if you just kind of stand by, we'll probably be with you in the next 5 minutes.
Standing by, KO4 ULP.
We appreciate it, KO4 WTF.
Hey, 4VAA listening.
KO4 ULP, this is KO4 WTF. Getting ready to hand the mic over to one of these young men who are going to start drilling you and asking you a question, so thank you ahead of time.
I'm ready when you are.
Hi, my name is Jackson. I'm from Troop 96. What's your name?
And I am Alexander.
Okay, when did you get into radio?
Let me just think about that question. Okay, now I have my answer. So I've always been interested in, like, the walkie-talkie thing ever since I was, I don't know, 5, 4. And about that time I got a pair of, like, Walmart walkie-talkies for Christmas. And then I got some nicer walkie-talkies, and then eventually nicer, and then nicer, and then I decided I eventually, after some introduction to ham radio, and I decided that I wanted to get my license.
Liam, from True 34, where did you buy the radio that you're using now?
The radio that I'm using now, I did not personally buy. It was a birthday gift, and I believe it was from Amazon.
This is Aiden, I'm from True 36. And what kind of radio do you have?
A 25-watt Anytone radio that is technically a mobile radio that I'm using as a base station with a 6-foot J-pole antenna on the roof.
My name is Jacob from Troop 36, and are you interested in getting into Boy Scouts?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I kind of already am doing, like, a scout thing, kind of, at our church, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm from Troop 210. How tall are you?
I would say I'm about, 5'3" or 5'4".
Arston, I'm from Troop 210, and do you have any pets?
I have one dog who is a boxer, and his name is Brady.
Aiden, who's the best person that you like to talk to on your radio?
And I didn't quite catch that. Could you try that again, please?
Who's one person that you like to talk to on the radio?
I pretty much like to talk to anyone that I can get on the radio. I don't have, like, one specific person that I talk to a lot or anything. Just whoever is on the air that I can get a hold of.
Hello, I am Caleb from Troop 210, and my question is, what was your favorite gift that you got from Christmas?
That's a hard question. I got some things from my radio room. I got 2 signs, and I have another radio coming in the mail, and I got a desk for Christmas for my radios, and, you know, a musical instrument. So, you know, it's hard to answer that question. I like all my gifts.
Hey, my name is Noah. I'm from Troop 210, and when is your birthday?
It's September the 12th.
Hey, my name is Kieran Luplo, from Troop 234. What was your most interesting encounter on the radio?
Think about that one. Well, I'm not sure. Pretty much everything is almost the same. I kind of did have an interesting encounter on the radio before I got my license, so I would talking on someone else's radio, kind of like you are doing now, and this guy that did not have his license kind of came on and started making interesting noises. It kind of sounded like he was drunk.
Hunter, I'm from Troop 234, and what's the coolest place you've ever met someone from on the radio?
Met someone on the radio? Well, that would probably be at a airfield where they invited me out to see their remote control airplane.
KR4WTF, Alexander, thank you so much. We went through everyone. Now I'm going to turn the tables and see if there's any questions that you have to the group that we can answer for you.
Here's my question. How many of you are interested in getting your ham radio license?
There's about 4 or 5 of them raising their hand, but honestly, we've just finished talking about electricity and propagation, so the fact that any of them raised their hand is kind of surprising, because these are probably the 2 most boring parts of it. Here in a little bit, we're going to run around and talk on HTs and, you know, maybe get some HF, so after that, hopefully there could be more.
I would like to encourage those who raise their hands to go ahead and get your license, because right now I'm the only youth on the air, and I would like more to join me.
Good. Well, we appreciate it, Alexander. I'm glad it worked out today. And, yeah, you have a good day and you have a very happy new year. If there's anything else you got to add, feel free to.
Not really any more questions, so anything else you have in store, is that it?
Again, I appreciate it. You have a good day, and I'll say 73.
You are welcome. I also enjoyed this, and 73 is KU4. He will help you not be clear after your final.
I am clear, KO4, WTF.
Today's mobile.
ULP.
Hey, KO4, NNH. Hey, it's Alexander. I was actually monitoring y'all's conversation there. I wanted to jump in at the same time. I didn't want to interrupt y'all's conversation, so.
You know, a whole bunch of Boy Scouts, and hopefully we can get some of them on the air.
My baby brother, he's in Cub Scouts, and I think he's thinking about getting his ham radio license.
Well, you know, that's another person for the hobby.
The man on the mountain. I think he's been interested for a little bit. I mean, he's done the Santas on the air, and I've actually brought my ham radio with me multiple times whenever him and I went out camping with his Cub Scout troop. I didn't really join in on the net for say that night, but I did in a way.
You know, I said hopefully we can get him on the air, and hopefully we can get the some of the scouts on the air too. So, you know, I'd love to have that to, you know, happen.
If there are any of those scouts listening, come on in the hobby. There's multiple people to meet, multiple people to meet and greet. I've actually met a bunch of people in person. Everybody I met is pretty awesome. I don't know if any of those scouts are listening, but if you are, that's my word to you.
Some do get their license, you know. Yeah, it'd be nice to, I saw in the UK once, in this video that they have, like, whole clubs of youth that are, like, working different countries on HF and doing, like, amateur radios, like, building radios, and, I'd like to start that down here. I think that would be, pretty neat.
Pretty cool. Just a fun fact about myself, I'm actually 23. I got my license, back in March, or I got the ticket back in February. I didn't have my call time until March, and I've been looking into it since I was at least 10. That's whenever I first planned on getting my license, but my dad fell out of the hobby. I fell out of it too, but now, man, I'm glad to see a bunch of youth coming on the air, honestly.
I hope more youth come on the air, and yeah, it'd be, hopefully I can, you know, get some, I'd like to, you know, start that club that I was talking about with youth, and maybe we could do it already off of a amateur radio club, like do like a side branch off and, you know, get someone who's really experienced in the radio to lead it. I don't know. That's just something that I'd like to do. I'm not sure if it ever happened, though.
Absolutely. I believe you can do it. That's kind of my mentality there is you can do about anything you set your mind to. And the funny thing is that back when I was in high school, I had a club with a different hobby that I was into back at the time. And we didn't have a club at the time, so we kind of formed our own in the library of sorts. And every morning we'd go out there, kind of do our own little club thing, and then went out and did school things. Right about the lunch or end of the day, we always met back up somewhat for that hobby. It was a really interesting experience. And that was kind of our thing that we did there.
Interesting, and yeah, if I really want, you know, I really would want to do this, and but even if I set my mind to it, if I know you get their license, it's not going to happen.
Well, Alexander, I believe you can do it, man. I'll be honest, I'd like to see a lot more youth coming on there. Don't get me wrong, I like the old timers, but I also like to see some of the younger folks too. Me, myself, and I think it was KJ4. No, that's not. Oh, man, I can't remember Daniel's call sign now. But me and Daniel are more in our age group on this computer as well as Matt. And I don't know hardly anybody else in our age group on this computer.
Kind of fuzzed out there, so could you try that again?
Here
is really bad. I cannot make you out.
Sounds like I'm in a black hole. So apologies for that, but I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now. It's been fun talking to you again. I hope you have a fun day. This is KO4NNH. I'll be clear after your final. 7-3.
Your signal just became a lot better. You're not perfectly understandable. You probably got out of that black hole, but 7-3 is KO4 ULP.
ULP, this is KO4SXH still. How are you doing?
ULP, I am doing good.
Minutes ago on Echo Link, and I heard your conversation with the Boy Scouts. You sure are a good ambassador for amateur radio, over.
I hope we can get some more youth on the air.
Good, over.
Would be wonderful, and hopefully I set the example, and hopefully now that they see there's another youth on the air, they'll decide that they need to get their license.
Well, Lim, and it's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun since I've had my license. I enjoy talking to people, and it really brings great fun to the hobby, over.
Hobby is definitely worth the studying to get your license.
And I heard your conversation a while ago talking about HTs being able to hit this repeater. I've got a TYT UV88 HT that is in my van, and I've got a really good antenna, and I can hit this repeater as well, and it only puts out 5 watts, over.
Pretty good.
The Mount Mitchell repeater and the Greenville repeater with it as well, so it does a really good job for me, and I only paid about $35 for it, so I'm real happy with it, over.
It performs really well for, you know, that low of price. So, yeah, right now I only have a 5-watt HT and a 10-watt HT that's in the mail. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to reach farther with the 10-watt. But I have to sign off here. So, 7-3s, it was nice talking with you. KU4, ULP, and I'm clear.
Thanks, I'm clear as well. 73s.
M4MRY.